New Zealand is closer to the South Pole than to the equator. The first people here came from islands in the Pacific Ocean in about 1300 CE. They called the country Aotearoa, which means the land of the long white cloud. These tribes developed a culture and language called Māori. The first European to come to New Zealand was a 17th century Dutch explorer. The British came next. In 1840, the British signed the Treaty of Waitangi with Māori chiefs, and New Zealand became a British colony. However, the treaty also said that the Māori could still have their own way of life and control the resources where they lived. Thousands of settlers came from Britain. They needed land for farming, but selling land was not part of Māori tradition. This resulted in two wars. Some land was stolen by the colonists and some was sold to them. Gradually, more and more Māoris moved into towns and cities. Modern New Zealand is an independent democracy. Wellington is the capital, but the largest city is Auckland. The population is 4.5 million. More than 70% are of European descent and 15% are Māori. There are also immigrants from Asia and the Pacific Islands. For some years, there has been a debate about changing the national flag. Many people feel the New Zealand flag looks like the Australian flag. Some do not like the fact that it shows the country was once a colony. And most importantly, it does not reflect Māori culture. A new flag will be chosen in 2016. As well as its Māori heritage, the country is known for its dramatic landscapes. There are fjords, geysers, and active volcanoes. The highest mountain is Aoraki, or Mount Cook, which is 3,724 metres high. Because the country has been so isolated, it also has animals and plants you will not find anywhere else in the world. All of this has made it very popular both with tourists and filmmakers. If you've seen The Lord of the Rings, you've already experienced some of the magic of New Zealand.